And this is a continuation of dictation 0824-058, Kenneth Graham, date of birth 4/15/74, date of service 7/19/2022. The patient reports 30% improvement in the pain level. ADLs are affected as follows: general activity 10, mood is 10, and normal work 10 is affected. In the walking ability, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. The relationship with other people is affected 8. In the system review, patient has following ongoing symptoms: headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they last for 3 to 4 hours each time. They are associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, and loss of balance, and confusion and disorientation. In addition, patient has ongoing lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory, chronic fatigue. The patient does have a continuing pain in the neck, lower back, and pain in both the shoulders, along with stiffness in all these areas, along with radiation and sciatica and nerve pain and difficulty walking. He also has ongoing pain in the knee bilaterally, as well as both ankle and feet and hip and both elbows. In the GI, there are no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the urinary system, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination, blood pressure is 139/94, pulse is 81, pulse and height is 5'10", weight is 165, pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the same previous visit, dated 7/19/2022, dictation number 0722-087, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue the medication, Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 of them. Wellbutrin is provided 150 milligram for depression. Medication will continue our tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, along with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory. Lunesta 1 milligram twice a day is provided to continue. The patient will continue on Voltron gel, Acipex, and Lidocaine patches. He is also referred to psychiatry for depression. He is also referred to neuropsych for trauma, brain trauma. And he is referred to Dr. Redden, spine specialist of Michigan, for issue consulting the multi-level disc herniation, and also to the ophthalmology for vision exam and detail. So far, the patient has had 4 injections to the lumbar region and 1 sacroiliac joint, and he needs to have 2 more for the lumbar, and 2 or 3 to the thoracic, and 1 or 2 to the neck to bring significant relief. Patient will be scheduled for this thing. He's wearing an EEG monitor as he's undergoing a neurology evaluation. So that will be the end of dictation. Thank you so much.